Last Friday, ESPN announced it was closing Grantland, a sports and culture website founded in 2011 by popular sports writer Bill Simmons. Simmons was fired earlier this year after a long history of run-ins with his ESPN bosses, most notably after calling NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell a liar. Though ESPN committed at first to keeping Grantland running, that commitment was short-lived. Amid budget cuts and layoffs, the unprofitable Grantland was both a luxury and a nuisance the self-proclaimed worldwide sports leader could live without. Robert Lipsight, a former New York Times reporter and ESPN's most recent ombudsman, laments the decision to close what he called, quote, a beacon in a sea of sludge. But, he says, Grantland never quite fit the ESPN mold.
Well, I think ESPN goes back and forth with its idea of class or prestige sites. It doesn't really know how to deal with it because it really understands that your basic ESPN consumer is a hardcore sports fan. Stereotypically, somebody who lives in the Mid-Atlantic, the southeastern states, who sits in the family room with the entire family to watch a game and becomes offended for the intrusion of what they call, quote, social issues. The biggest splash was when Michael Sam, the first openly gay football player to be drafted by the NFL, celebrated his being drafted with a kiss to his boyfriend. The ESPN cameras showed that long kiss. My mail went crazy over that. It was seen as liberal ESPN's attempt to inculcate their young people with the gay lifestyle. I think that ESPN understood all of that, that these currents of what seemed liberal to some, just aberrational to others, was not the direction of a sports media network.
There's a lot of shows on ESPN that are not actually game broadcasts themselves. They're sports news. But is what ESPN provides as its main product on SportsCenter and other programs really journalism?
No. What they really are is a way of churning up interest for the sporting events themselves. If there is an arrest for drunk driving or domestic violence, how is this going to affect the game on Sunday? That's what is considered journalism on ESPN, most of what is considered journalism on ESPN, and I don't consider it journalism.
What we're seeing is just an expression of a very, very large conflict of interest. ESPN pays billions of dollars to the leagues for the rights to broadcast their games. It earns billions more from advertising and cable fees for broadcasting the games. It owes its existence to these leagues, and yet it wants in some way or another to cover them journalistically. Is there any way around this structural conflict?
I think they have to find some way to spin off its investigative unit, the shows like Outside the Lines that are specifically geared towards hard, clear-eyed, smart journalism, and make that separation something that the audience will truly understand. The former host of College Game Day, Chris Fowler, once said that this is entertainment, and sometimes we have to, you know, check some of our sensibilities at the door. It's not going into the fact that on that particular day, the quarterback of Florida State is being investigated for rape. It's just about the joys and pleasures of a campus on game day.
When you took the job as ombudsman, you knew what you were getting into. You have been a viewer of the channel for years. You see the entertainment aspects, the promotional aspects, the snarky, semi-journalistic aspects. What did they tell you to make you want to venture into those swirling waters?
It's worse than that, Bob. I had, over the years, from time to time, worked for ESPN. Written for some of their shows, you know, gas bagged on others. But I think that I was excited by the possibility. I love the idea that they offered that I would be some sort of moral nudge to the network. I told them that I was going to be their window washer and offer a kind of transparency. You know, I thought that I could really make a difference. And what was important to me, more than making a difference, you know, to ESPN per se, was my feeling that sports is such an important definer of values in our culture. And ESPN is the basic window through which Americans get their sports information, that any kind of push towards progress for ESPN would be terrific.
So you went in there originally thinking, yes, you were going to be a window washer and shed some light on the inner workings of ESPN and hold your colleagues accountable for their work. How did it work out for you?
How did it work out for me? I'm, you know, coming out at the other end, I think that I felt I had been a piano player in a whorehouse, sure. But I think that I didn't really fully understand just how conflict of interest was embedded in ESPN's DNA. And that was my mistake. They're basically doing what they think that they should be doing, which is presenting sports entertainment to America. I think if there's anything that they shouldn't be doing, it's purporting to be covering sports with any consistency of journalism.
Bob, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Robert Lipsight is the former ombudsman for ESPN.